Welcome to Book Spectrum, where we bring you books from both seasoned writers and new authors from various professions across the spectrum, hence the name. I'm your host, Chris Cordani. What makes this show a bit different is I knew this author from elementary and high school and in the gleaming metropolis of Middletown, New York. She is an accomplished actress, a model, and now motivational speaker who has survived breast cancer twice. Erica Weathers writes about her fights against the disease in her new book, Free Me to Be Me, My Turbulent Journey with Breast Cancer. Erica, welcome to Book Spectrum.
Hi, it's nice to be here. Thanks for having me, Chris. I haven't talked to you since our, 20th reunion.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And when I heard you had the book, I said I should call Erica and have her on this one. I've been in the radio business since the mid-1990s and have both produced programs and interviewed a good number of cancer survivors, but not many have fought and beaten the disease twice.
That's right. It's a battle, too, so I've got to live it every day so it doesn't come back.
I imagine it's not easy for anyone to hear they have cancer. When you were first diagnosed, how did you take it?
Oh, my God. I was 33 at the time, so you could just imagine. I mean, that's like in the middle of your life where you're getting ready to, go into your adulthood and become a woman. And so it was just, I couldn't wrap myself my head around it. You know, you just be like, oh, my God, I have cancer. And devastating. That's one word. It's all I can think of. And then you just think of all that, why me, and everything else that goes along with it. But, yeah, that is just not a... That's not something that you do want to hear.
You fought breast cancer and beat it, but later on, and you describe this in the book, you found out you had it again. The thought of going through treatments and potential surgery once again can be understandably daunting, Erica, but what made you fight back again? And what kept your mind strong enough to take on the second battle?
You just got to live, though. I wanted to live, and that's the whole thing, you know. I wasn't going to give up on life. It came back 4 years after the first bout, and they usually say once you get to your five-year mark, I mean, that's your celebration, but I didn't make it. So I knew I had to do whatever I could do to get it out of me again and start the fight up for the days and the years that I can count to my survival, which I am now at 13 years. But, yeah, it's definitely nothing that you want to hear. And if you ask a lot of breast cancer survivors or any cancer survivors, sometimes – that survival rate, you have to beat it two times just to get the radiation or the chemo or whatever treatment you need to really get that cancer out of you.
Let's talk about the book, Free Me to Be Me, My Turbulent Journey with Breast Cancer. Erica, the focus of this book may be on your beating cancer, but it's also about your life ups and downs, the ones you face from childhood into adulthood. How did some of those life lessons you learned from those times help you to keep fighting and overcome cancer twice?
Starting off young, I mean, I detail in the book how I think I've gotten cancer over time from some of the destruction mode that I was in when I was younger to living a cleaner and more prosperous and positive life now than I did when I was younger. So it, a lot of times when you have all that negative in your life, you have to turn it into a positive and strive to do the best that you can. Because no one knows when their life is going to be taken or when they're going to get any kind of disease. So I just had to turn all of my mistakes into miracles, and I'm a work in progress as we speak.
I think we're all works in progress. We've all made our mistakes in the past. Sometimes it takes a life event or something particularly either devastating or monumental, if you will. So look back at these choices or look back at what you've done in the past and think, hey, maybe I should turn these negatives into something more positive.
Right, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, I was in the prime of my life in my 30s. I was out partying all the time. I was single at the time. So, you know, I had alcoholic tendencies that could have turned into alcoholism and, you know, continuing to smoke back then when I was out, you know, a closet smoker, smoking cloves and Black and Milds and, you know, anything I could get from the cigar girl at the time. And we used to have cigar girls back then, but I don't do any of that stuff anymore. I mean, yes, I may drink on occasion. I don't smoke at all anymore. I'm like one of the ex non-smokers. That's like a smoker hater now. So it's just amazing. You know, when something does happen to you in your life and you do have to make changes so that you can get healthier and you can beat it and you can move on.
Wow, Black and Milds.
So it was really a big wake up call for me. I know, you remember the Black and Milds?
I remember those. Those used to get those at 7-Eleven. That my friend
yes.
Rich and I used to get the Black and Milds or the DeNobly cigars and sit in the park bench like two old men. We didn't smoke that much, just once in a while. this leads me to another part of your book. You go very deep into life choices, Erica, some of which, again, you've just discussed, and your relationships during those times. How did all of this affect you before and during your overcoming of cancer and contribute to the outlook on life that you have today?
I look back at a lot of relationships, and I, over time, and I have girlfriends that I don't speak to anymore. I have family members that are not really a part of my life anymore. I don't speak to at this point in my life because I had to make decisions about my health, and what those relationships brought to me were more negative and more stressful and just hard for me to, you know, kind of function in life in a way that I wanted to function with being positive and growing and learning. I mean, I've grown so much, even with all of this stuff that just happened with COVID, you know, just setting priorities for yourself. And I was always a goal-oriented person when I, you know, had to figure out a whole bunch of stuff out on my own. You know, I write stuff down. I try to check things off of my list and complete them. And once you start completing one thing, it helps you get to that next goal that you have. So it's always hard to get to that first goal of completing your objective. But once you get there, oh my God, it's just eye-opening. It's just a great experience.
After your second diagnosis, Erica, you decided to get into acting. And I saw some of your stuff. It's quite good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, and acting, too, it's such a scary thing for me a little bit because, you know, you're so vulnerable. You know, you get into classes and you do your training and you try different techniques that may work for you. And then you try to get out there and put your art into the world. And I love being able to get the part and then being able to do the work. It's the hard part for me is the auditioning. I'm horrible at auditioning. It's like one of those flight moments, you know, when you get scary, when you get in this little box room with people. So that's one issue I still have to work on by myself, though. But after you find out you book the role and you can go ahead and do your little thing, it's really magnificent. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding.
I'm not sure if I could get into acting, Erica, because I've always been told at auditions I have the face for radio, so I stuck here.
Yes, you could be an actor too, though. There's so many character actors out there too, so I'm sure you'd be great at it.
I thought I'd do a great remake of Lost in Space. I could be as terrific Dr. Smith. Well, my boy,
yes.
Where is that bubble-headed booby? You nickel-plated nincompoop.
See, look at you.
And nobody came here to hear me.
Fabulous, yes.
With me is Erica Weathers. Not only is she the author of Free Me to Be Me, My Turbulent Journey with Breast Cancer, but her and I share the distinction of having grown up in the mean streets of Middletown, New York. You've really done a lot. You say you marked off your list earlier in this interview, and I'm sure one of those was acting. Talk about some of those other things you did that surviving breast cancer twice inspired you to really get out there and do.
I do try to seize the day, and I do try to live my moments like they may be my last, because I don't know. You know, having survived two times, you know, I live with the possibilities of it coming back, so I have to live for my survivorship. So I went back to school. I've gotten an associate's degree in arts. I'm right now back in school right now, and I'm getting a degree in criminal justice. And what else did I start doing? I'm now a poll worker, so I'll be working the polls this coming up November. I just got my real estate license, so I am a real estate agent, and I'm working looking to sign on with a broker very soon. I got my motorcycle license. I bought a motorcycle, and I am also a part of my neighborhood planning community. I'm the secretary of my the safety board here. So with all of that and the criminal justice, I'm actually right now in a course where I'm doing Citizens Police Academy, just to get myself aware of what's going on in my city with the police department and what they're working on. And it's really been kind of really great. It's so funny. You find out so many things that you like when you get to a certain point in your life. I mean, we're 52 now, you know, we're already over that mark of trying to figure life out, right?
But, that's right. Wow.
Just wish you had some of this knowledge. I'm like, God, I would have made so many different choices when I was in my 20s from what I know now about some of the things that I really like and enjoy about life, you know. But it's never too late, right? So I can continue to learn every day and just keep thriving. And you never know what's around any door around here, what can happen to me next year, what avenue I could be in. You know, I am back flying again as well with a new airline, so I had to start over, but I've just been trying to have all avenues available to me to figure out where I'm most passionate about. And like you said, I want to get into some motivational speaking, so this would be a great platform for me as well to try to tap into that too. And I have done a lot of acting indie stuff, but I still need to book a SAG project on a film or a movie and get my first 5 and under. And that would be something that's something that I'm really pushing for. So,
well, let's hope that happens next. Erica, I can't gloss over this. You say you are part of this citizens patrol type thing, right? Was it inspired by Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol?
You know, we used to love those Police Academy movies in the day, right?
Absolutely fantastic. I loved that in particular, because they had the that older lady who was the big gun nut, just like Tackleberry. You had Tab Thacker doing his thing.
Oh my God, yes, they were crazy. I like the guy with the talked with all of his mouth was making all the noises of everything.
Oh yeah, he's still around. Michael Winslow. He's a great comedian.
Yes.
He's still doing the rounds.
Yes.
Erica Withers is with me on Book Spectrum. Her book is Free Me to Be Me, My Turbulent Journey with Breast Cancer. With all that you've done, Erica, you could have kept the private stuff, all the private portion of your battle to yourself. You could have kept it a mystery to all those who are already inspired with what you've done. But what brought you the courage to share the inner portions of your story with the world?
I think it, as the title says, Free Me to Be Me, I think it was a freeing of myself to, a lot of people look at me and they think, you know, I'm this pretty girl and I got everything going in my, you know, in my favor. And people don't even realize my journey at all. You know, I didn't have to get chemo, so you never really knew I was sick, but I lost a breast, you know, and that right there is something so big for women emotionally. And me finally getting my tattoo on my scar was a real healing process for me to be able to look at myself in a way that I truly do love me, you know, versus having to get acceptance from the person in your life who you're dating or you're married to or whatever. You know, we know you guys are very visual, so we know, you know, we don't even like looking at ourselves. How could we have someone else, you know, really want to look at us too? So for me, it was just opening up and letting people know, this is me, this is what I've gone through, this is what my, that tattoo on the cover of the book, that is what my breast looks like now. You know, it's not, you know, people, someone had already said to me, he's like, is that what your boob looks like? I'm like, yeah, people still don't kind of get it until I tell them, you know, that is what my breast looks like. It's taken, it's an implant, you know. So, you know, I go through my family history in here too, my battles with my bad relationships in relationships with men and with my family and my father and my sister. And I really tell a lot of my, my story. And I think sometimes when you just get your story out there, then there's nothing else that people can say about you really, you know, because I'm letting it out there. I'm laying it all on the ground. And hopefully this story can help somebody else free themselves in a way too, you know, to help them heal through whatever they're going through, you know, be it cancer, being it domestic violence, be it, you know, anything. You know, this book can be freeing for a lot of people just to be able to tell their story and forgive themselves for some of the self-destruction that they've done to themselves in their lives.
Erica, you did announce via your social media page you wanted this book out on your 10-year survival anniversary, but you were unable to do that. Then you restarted the project, and you did it. You got it done this time, right in time for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What reinvigorated you to get back to the project?
Well, it's at 13 years now, so that took me 3 years to get back on the road. But I think a big thing that helped was COVID. I was home. You know, we were all home, you know, so it kind of gave me a project to get back onto, because I was having such a hard time trying to finish it. I try to get on and write a day, and I couldn't even get past writing maybe 20 minutes or something, where I'm just like, all right, I got to put this down. But during COVID, losing my job and trying to figure out what I was going to do next in life, this just let me continue to write my book, and this kind of helped me figure out what I want to do. So it was like a big old, what do we call COVID anyway, though? You know, it was just very... Crazy times. I figured it out in the storm that we went through.
Exactly. I'm not sure if I want to get into that because we could do a whole two or three shows on COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I may have to make... There are other programs I've done on that, so I think I'll stick to this. The book,
yes.
Your book, Erica, not only chronicles your fight to beat breast cancer twice, but offers readers who may just be embarking on that same battle to encouragement, hope, and expectations of what's to come. Having said that, what would your advice be to someone who might ask you what they should do if they find themselves hearing they've been diagnosed with breast cancer?
Well, I talk to a lot of breast cancer patients when they get their diagnosis. I worked with Young Survivors Coalition after doing some volunteer work with them since they helped me when I was going through my battle, and I became a navigator to help other young survivors or breast cancer patients going into their treatments and, you know, trying to wrap their heads around everything. And I always tell them, you know, it's good that you know what's going on with your body, because some people don't go to the doctors to get diagnosed or find out what's going on with them. So that's already a good step. And I just tell them to breathe, take it all in, understand what you're going through. Maybe go get a second opinion, because I got a second opinion. I mean, get a third opinion if that's what you need to. And don't be rushed into doing anything. Don't let your doctors tell you what they're going to do with your body. You need to decide what you want to do. You need to decide what kind of treatment you want to take. You need to decide if you need your boob removed or what you're going to do. And it doesn't matter, you know, when they tell you that it's very aggressive, or, you know, you need to take care of this now. I always say, take your time to make your decision. A couple weeks is not going to make a big decision. A month is not going to make that big of a decision in what's going on inside of your body, because they still don't know exactly what's going on. They need to go in. They need to cut your lymph nodes to see if it's spread anywhere. So I tell all of my friends, anybody that wants to call me, I'm always open to talk to anybody about anything and help them. Even if they're in Atlanta, if they need to go to a doctor's appointment with them or anything like that, because, you know, when you go into those kind of things, you're not even paying attention to the doctor after you hear you have cancer. You know, you just go, your mind is almost blank. So I'm glad I had my friend with me that day too, to listen to some of the stuff, but then just do your own research, be your own best advocate. That's one big thing as well.
If you'd like to know more about Erica Weathers, my guest here on Book Spectrum, go to her website, iamericaweathers.com. That's iamericaweathers.com. You can find out where to pick Free Me to Be Me. That's the book. Erica, when somebody reads it, what's the most important thing you want the readers of this book to know about you?
Oh my God, what do I want them to know about me? Well, you will know about me after you read this book. I was a young girl growing up in Middletown, New York, you know, wanting to be white. And now I am such a proud Black woman, 52 years old, and just living and thriving in life. I've made so many mistakes, but I've turned a lot of those mistakes into miracles. And, you know, I've done a lot of things that I'm not proud of. And, you know, I didn't get the direction I needed sometimes, and I made a whole lot of wrong choices and a lot of wrong turns. But I want you to know that, you know, all of those mistakes, you can turn your life around. You can start living the right way, doing the right things. And, just live your life how you want to be positive, learn something new every day. And, the journey does not end. Just keep living your life for yourself, to be yourself.
And part of the proceeds of Free Me to Be Me will be donated to charitable organizations you work with, Erica.
Yes. I work with My Styles Matter. I'm an ambassador there. It's a grassroots organization here in Georgia, and she helps to educate especially Black diversity communities that don't really get some of the medical attention that they do need like they do in other communities. And I also do still work with Young Survivors Coalition, YSC, and those are the two main ones that I will be donating to.
Erica Weathers, thank you once again for being with us and sharing your story on Book Spectrum.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so great to hear from you.
It's great to have you on and talk to you again too, Erica. Pick up Erica Weathers' book, Free Me to Be Me. You can get it from her website, iamericaweathers.com, or wherever you get your books. We also have a link to the book on our website, bookspectrum.com. I'm Chris Cordani. Thank you for listening to Book Spectrum.